I can't believe we're here. Episode number 10, season 1. It's so exciting. I gotta tell you, I've been planning this podcast for years. Honestly, I have. We started visiting the South Bay area a number of years ago, and I thought, I've had my Exploring Mind and Body radio show and podcast. This is year 9, at least at the time of this recording. And I always thought it'd be great to do something for the community here in South Bay because we loved visiting the area so much. So that's when the thought process began, 5 years ago at least. And I look back and think of all the steps it took to get here and how the idea formed from a general health and wellness to a holistic show here in South Bay. And now it's kind of transformed into, no pun intended, Transformations Through Running, which is more particularly a running podcast. But I'm hoping that we can find, or maybe we have, or we will in the future, we'll find more people tuning in and understanding that this show isn't just about running. So every once in a while, I'll talk to one of our friends or family or a client or a customer, and I'll say, hey, have you checked out the newer podcast that we have going on? And they'll say, yeah, I heard about it, but I'm not really into running. But the thing is, with these stories that we put together from these extraordinary people and athletes, is that every single one of us has a story. We have a story that's interesting, a story that's unique, one that should be shared. And they can inspire, and they can offer knowledge, and they can be fun. There's so many different ways and different purposes, different angles that these stories can influence positively, which is what we're after. And I hope that we can influence this running community, which is why we started the show, and I'll get into that in a moment. But I also hope that other people, maybe that aren't runners, will consider pushing past their limits or will consider making a change in their life and understanding that they have a unique story as well. This show is going to be a solo show. I thought since I started the podcast with just me talking to you, our audience here, that I'd end off season 1 in the same manner. This is Drew, and you're listening to the Transformations Through Running podcast. Before we jump into the show, I just want to mention my book called Detoxify Yourself. This is something that we specialize in as a business in true form. I was fortunate to jump on the news a couple times locally in Canada, and this is something I'm passionate about, helping people to naturally detox their body from sugar, from processed food. In the book, we talk about GMOs, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. This is a lifestyle that we live, and we teach other people how to live as well in Detoxify Yourself. It's a 30-day meal plan to help you learn the meals that you can make because it has recipes and grocery shopping lists that are free of toxins. We talk about the toxins we put on our body, not just in our body. We talk about mind clutter, meditation, how to live a detoxified lifestyle as opposed to a quick fast or a weekend cleanse. We don't really believe in those non-sustainable types of ways to detox your body. So we feel that if you detox your body on a regular basis, then you don't have to try to go through those weekend cleanses and put your body in under a more amount of stress than it's used to or than it should be having. So if you'd like more details, head over to trueformlife.com. This is where we put together most of our products, services, blog posts with information, videos, podcasts, radio shows. It's all there at trueformlife.com. We are very personal, so if you shoot us a message, we will answer you personally. And we'll definitely help you out, get you going in the right direction. So again, if you're looking for some help on how you can prepare meals, how you can avoid toxins that you put on your body or in your food or the types of food-like substances you are consuming, we can definitely help you out. And I got to tell you, I've mentioned this a couple times in the podcast as a world-traveling professional athlete. I got to tell you, nutrition put me over the top, and it really helped me get to that next level. And it's all about paying attention to what you're putting in your body, coming up with a plan, and sticking to it. And we can definitely help out with that. TrueFormLife.com. So the whole reason behind this podcast, or the whole idea behind it, was to find a minimal viable audience. I know that's not super exciting to a lot of people, but it's something that we like to incorporate in life and in business. And what that means is, how can you find a place in life where you can belong, where you can stand out, where you can make a difference, and where you can offer value. And that's the whole purpose of Transformations Through Running, to be quite honest with you. We got here to the community of South Bay, and we've been in and out for quite some time, for a number of years, and we've wanted to find a way to contribute to the community. So we thought, what do we have to offer that is valuable to other people? What could bring value? What, you know, I think a lot of times that people get to a new area, or maybe it's just a hidden expectation. I don't know what it is, but I think a lot of times people come with their hand out and maybe they feel entitled, or maybe they feel like they deserve something. And we're certainly not like that. We're humble and we're grateful, and we want to be a part of a community. We often or always talk about the importance of finding a supportive community. We've been able to build one online, which is fantastic. We've built our own through our online membership, where we offer nutrition, fitness, exercise. We offer the group support. We do challenges. It's much different when you're in person. A lot of times we don't have the ability to be in person with a supportive group, but we're here in the community. We wanted to find a way to make a difference. We wanted to find a way to contribute. And after doing exploring mind and body for almost 10 years, I thought, that's something I'm pretty good at. I know the process. I know what it takes. I know what it takes to put together interviews and make connections and meet people week after week. We've done over 400 shows easily, 400 interviews, and another 100 if you put together, if you add in the ones that I've done solo. So 500 shows over almost 10 years is a lot of work. And it's a lot of experience. So that's where the idea came from, is what can I do that I'm good at, or that I know how to navigate around, or how to put together. And it's not easy, to be quite honest with you. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you all the challenges with it, because I think that we all have challenges in our lives regardless of what we do. But for here, the show specifically, it takes work to make connections on a regular basis. So you have a new guest, or you have new information, or you have something interesting that your audience wants to listen to. And that's something that I enjoy. I like to meet people and make connections and put these shows together. And I have to tell you, I had no idea what it was going to be like putting this show together. When I started exploring mind and body, it was for a completely different purpose. I didn't know much about business. I didn't know much about people. I just thought it'd be cool to get on radio, and I had to find a way to advertise my business, and that's kind of what I did. And that quickly morphed into interviews from all around the world. And I'm not saying that this show won't get to that, or I'm not saying that we won't interview guests from around the world, but we really wanted to, with this show here in particular, Transformations Through Running, I really wanted to contribute to the community and be a part of the community. And I think if it would be challenging to do that if I just started interviewing people from everywhere, all walks of life and all around the world. I wanted to specialize here in South Bay, and I'm pretty proud and feel fortunate and grateful that for the entire season one of this podcast here is all South Bay. Well, these are actually specifically interviews from the South Bay Running Club, which is awesome. That's what I first started. I was like, this community is amazing. We found them online and we started running with them a little bit. And I was just like, wow, these people have amazing stories that I want to share. So I'm very grateful that the full season one is all interviews from the South Bay Running Club. And I would like to do more interviews and meet more people from the club. But that's, of course, that's entirely up to the club and individual members. And it's not easy. It's not easy to sit here behind a microphone or put yourself out there and feel vulnerable. Like most people, like most of us don't want to do that. It was so hard for me to step outside my comfort zone and do and make that happen. And I got to tell you, I don't say this too often, but I'm perfectly okay sharing it. When I had started my first radio show, we sat inside the studio and we did 2 4-hour sessions. It was so challenging. It was mind-numbing, to be honest with you, how horrible I was at speaking. I had no public speaking experience. I hardly knew how to have a conversation. I was just traveling the world as an athlete. The only people I talked to was my teammates and coaches once in a while. I hardly even talked to my coaches. I didn't love the whole authority figure, which is why I'm an entrepreneur and run my own business, because it's pretty difficult for me to listen to a boss. But for me to get through that, it was, we got 15 minutes of airtime. 15 minutes airtime. We sat there for 8 hours. It was such a grind. And for the first 10 interviews, the shows weren't very good, but I could see I got a little better after 10. Same thing, 10 to 20, like they weren't very good, but I could see a considerable difference that I was getting progressively better. So after show 20, we jumped up to about show 50, and I was like, wow, I was like, I'm actually pretty good at this. I think people will actually start to listen. So after show 100, we turned that into a podcast. So we started out on air, like exclusively 100% on air on a local radio station. After show 100, we got to put it on a podcast because I just taught myself. I had no idea about podcasting, didn't even know what it was, how to do it, what it cost, everything that was involved. So I taught myself how to do that, put the show up on as a podcast, and we started reaching people all around the world, which was amazing. Not long after that, I started to call the radio stations and said, hey, we got this show on one radio station. Maybe we can get it on two radio stations. And that's just how the show kind of transformed into nationally syndicated on across Canada, where we air just about every day of the week, and we air in multiple provinces across the country, which is pretty amazing. But from there, that's where the whole idea from Transformations Through Running came from. So I thought maybe some of you might be interested in that. And here we are now. We already finished season one. I'm pretty excited that we have guests already lined up for season two. And just the feedback from the club, it's been so amazing just to have conversations and to be able to offer something of value to the club and to individuals. And, I honestly, 100%, in my heart, believe that people should have the opportunity to share their stories. And that's really another one of the other main reasons that I wanted to put this show together, to give our audience, to give our runners a platform to share their story. And you don't have to be, as many of you have listened to the shows before already, but you don't have to be like Shane, who's qualified for the Olympic trials. I mean, he has, of course, he has an incredible story in his own rights. But we had Pamela, who came on, and she started running after she was 50 years old. And we had Jaime come on, who had no idea what he was getting into when he first signed up for his first LA marathon, which was a great story in its own right. We had Charlie talk about making meaningful connections. And I think that in that show, at least at this point, is one of our most downloaded shows. So you should definitely check that one out. We had Rick talk about how he's getting faster with age. Like, he's getting a little bit older, of course, we're all getting older, but he's actually getting faster, and that's almost like unheard of in the running community. Usually we naturally slow down, so you should definitely check out that show. We have Janelle, that she's gonna break, I have full confidence and believe in her 100%, she wants to break the 3-hour marathon mark, which is so crazy. Like, we have these stories that are so inspiring and they offer so much value, and I'm so grateful. And now when I look at Exploring Mind and Body, most of those guests are really from around the world. I have no idea. Very few have I met in person. This is so different because I actually get to meet these guests in person, and we get to talk and have meaningful connections or meaningful relationships, much like Charlie was talking about. But I get to see them in person, and we get to talk about the show and take some pictures together. So it's a whole different game. A lot of times people say, oh, it's just another show, but it's not. It's a different experience for me. Hopefully we're coming at you at a different angle. If you are listening to Transformations Through Running on a regular basis and you haven't checked out Exploring Mind and Body, I would encourage you to. I'd appreciate it, of course, but I encourage you to check out. It's all about holistic health, and I bring on expert guests from around the world to help you learn how to naturally improve your health. And we have so many different topics, so many amazing guests and experts, and we put those shows up once a week as well, and those air every Monday. They go live on Monday, so if that's something you're interested, you could check that out. But this Transformations Through Running is so exciting because I get to see people in person. I get to make new connections and find out different stories from different people. And it's just fun. It really is. I love what I do, and I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to do something that I love each and every day. I get to wake up inspired, and I send out a bunch of messages, or I wake up and I see who's answered and who says, hey, I want to come on. Can I do an interview with you? And yeah, of course, if you want to come and do an interview, I'm not going to say no. I mean, all we want to do is share interesting stories, and sometimes stories will inspire. Sometimes they'll offer knowledge. Sometimes they'll offer fun. Like Jaime's show, I laughed throughout almost the entire show, which was pretty funny. And then we have other shows that teach you step-by-step processes of what you can do to be a better runner, for example. But again, the show isn't just for runners, and it's not just about running. We have the opportunity to share inspiring stories from a number of different people. And right here, right now, at least season one, they're all from South Bay here in Southern California and Los Angeles. And it's possible we'll reach out past South Bay and maybe outside of Los Angeles as well as we move forward. But we'll see what happens. I'm one of those types of people that enjoy flying by the seat of my pants. I don't have a plan. I had no idea what the show was going to turn out to be like. I thought I would do one season, and if it wasn't all that fun and we didn't have a whole lot of guests that were interested in doing interviews, then I wouldn't continue on with the show. It was almost like a trailer. Season one was like in a beta project, if you will. But again, like I'm telling you, like if you can't hear it in my voice, it's been exciting, it's been fun, it's been a new adventure. So we're going to put together season two. And yeah, that's an exciting announcement that we've had so much success that I feel with this show, we're going to move forward and put together another 10 episodes of season two, and we're going to keep pushing forward and we're going to see what happens. And if you're out there listening and you want to come and guest on the show, you're definitely welcome to, especially if you're local. We're always looking for local guests here in South Bay that want to come on. And if you're from somewhere else in the world, maybe you want to join me on Exploring Mind and Body if that's a good fit. And if not, we had John Stanton, and he's a big name in Canada. I know a large listening base is here in LA and in the US. But we had John Stanton on Exploring Mind and Body. He's a big name in the running industry. He's the founder of The Running Room, which is a chain all across Canada. And we know a lot of people that are members of The Running Room. They sell all kinds of running apparel. They put on all kinds of runs and races. And so John was a great interview. I also had Catherine on. She is the queen of marathons. And I actually just posted her interview on the South Bay Runners Group Facebook page, so some of the listeners could listen, some of the members could listen to that interview as well. But Catherine Switzer is amazing, what she was able to accomplish, a pioneer in the sport, and, you know, putting herself out there. She is a crazy story. If you haven't heard the story, you have to hear the story. And I imagine many of you runners that are listening to this are probably more well-versed in her story than I was when I met her. And I met her at the New York City Marathon, and I asked her to come on the show, and she came on. So, but it's possible that we'll put some of those, replay those shows here, in case you don't want to go over to Exploring Mind and Body. But we had so many. I had Bob Proctor on, who has some world records in running, the 24-hour marathon. 24-hour running record he has. We have Blaine Penny, who represented Canada in a world running event recently. So we've had a lot of amazing guests on in the past, and which were runners, but this one here is specifically two runners, as you know. So the interviews that we have on will mostly be runners. I have thought about bringing on some practitioners as well, usually holistic practitioners, because that's the world that I'm in, that we are in as True Form Life. So I thought about it might be nice to bring on some practitioners that might not be specifically runners, but they can talk about different ways to help improve the health of runners, possibly to prevent injuries, to treat injuries, to make you feel alive and vibrant, possibly supplements. We've designed a handful of our own supplements that we've talked about throughout the show as well. But there's so many ideas and new things that we can do or we can accomplish. So the sky is not the limit. as far as I'm concerned, there is no limit to what we can do, what we can accomplish, and what we can bring together. And just briefly here before I let you go, I just want to talk about my gratefulness toward the running community, the South Bay Runners Club. And we recently signed up, like, officially. We got some t-shirts. And I say we, I'm talking about Dorothy and I. She's going to be a guest on the show here. She'll be either episode one or episode two of the new season coming up here, season two. So I'm excited to bring her on. But we recently just signed up. And we got t-shirts and we got a warm welcoming. And just the comments of people talking about this show and how much they're enjoying it and learning about members of the community, and like, oh, I knew so-and-so, but I had no idea what their story was. That is so nice to hear. That means so much to me. And just having those open conversations when we get to meet in person. I like taking pictures together, putting up posts, paying attention to the running group, to seeing what's going on there. And I highly suggest, if you're in the area and if you're interested in, if you're a runner or if you want to become a runner, check out the South Bay Runners Group. They have so much going on. There's so much positivity. And that's why we wanted to make this show happen, because it was such a warm and welcoming atmosphere and environment. And we wanted to be a part of it. Like I said at the beginning, we wanted to contribute. And we thought this would be the best way to get to know people and to be a part of the community and offer something of value. So we're so grateful that we are involved and that we found them. And we run. So we run just about every Tuesday night. We've been pretty consistent with that. And then there's Thursday nights and Sunday mornings. Or maybe Thursday morning. No, Thursday night and Sunday morning. I'm not sure how often they change. Pretty new. Like, the whole idea is pretty new to me. I should mention, I want to be 100% open and honest. Running isn't something that I love, but I do enjoy getting outside. I love being active. And someone just recently asked, like, "Oh, what do you do?" Like, and then I think Dorothy was saying that I don't exactly love running, and I'm like, "Thanks for letting the cat out of the bag." But seriously, running was always a punishment. So I played sports my whole life. I got to the professional level, which is all great and exciting, but running was always a punishment. Like, none of us loved running. You ran for a few minutes to warm up. You break a sweat. We did a dynamic warm up mostly. Tried to stay away from running in large part, unless you were pitcher, but I never really loved running. And so it's kind of funny, like, I'm in the part of the runners club, we got this podcast. I actually had someone's like, you're doing a running podcast. One of my good friends, he's like, "So when did you become a runner?" And I'm like, I don't know if I really consider myself a runner, but I do run. I'm part of the group, and we run Tuesday nights, and it's fun. Like, I get a chance to run under the lights on a track with people that are happy to be there, people that are welcoming and encouraging. And I mean, why wouldn't you want to do that? And of course, I love running with Dorothy as well, and she's always an inspiration to me. You'll find out all about that when her interview comes out here in the near future. But it's just a great atmosphere, and I think more than anything, that is what I appreciate. Sometimes I go run a couple days a week outside on my own, or Dorothy and I run together on our own, but it's different. It really is. We go to bed pretty early. Many of you heard my Zalmi interview when we talked about we both wake up at 4 a.m., which means that we go to sleep, or we go to bed at around 8:30 p.m. and are asleep in most nights by 9 p.m. We actually did a full show, Dorothy and I, on exploring mind and body, and it's called 4 a.m. Rise and Grind. So you can check out that show if you want more details. But we get up super early, so if it wasn't for the group, I probably wouldn't do any night runs, because I like to wind down early. But again, it's so much fun, and you get a chance to go and do sprints. Sprinting is kind of my thing. I don't want to say that too loud in case people from the Runners Club try to race me. You guys run all the time. It's not fair. No, I'm just kidding. I do like the competition, though. I like to run a little bit. I like to race. I like to be a part of it. So I'm super excited to see what's coming up here in the near future. Maybe I'll sign up for some runs or races. That's usually Dorothy's thing, and I go there for support. But you never know what's coming around the corner here. I don't want to spoil it too much, but we have a super competitive Spartan runner coming up. And Spartan races are something that really interests me. So maybe that'll inspire me to do more Spartan runs. Like, we've done a handful ourselves, but she is really good. She's hit the podium a number of times. And she's coming on the interview here in season 2. So we have a lot of really cool interviews lined up coming here up here in the near future. So keep tuning in. If you get a chance, subscribe to our channel. Whether you're on Spotify, you can follow. If you're on iTunes, you can hit the subscribe button so you get notified when a new show comes out. We're gonna try to run with Friday mornings, or Fridays for sure. Hopefully Friday mornings, we'll keep getting these shows up so you runners can have a new show to listen to during your long runs. I know that happens usually on the weekends because you're not at work, but that's something that we're going to move forward with. So hopefully that works for you guys. It could change in the future, but who knows? Like, who knows what's going to happen? Like I said, I'm always a last minute kind of guy. We're going to do our best to stay consistent with a brand new show every single week, so you have something to look forward to and you have something to listen to. And once again, if you get a chance, a review definitely makes a difference. Subscription helps. Our show was ranked 8th in the U.S., which is kind of crazy because there's a lot of running shows out there. There's thousands of podcasts. I don't know exactly how many running podcasts there are, but I got to tell you, 8th in eighth like rank is, and like I told you, I'm competitive. I want to do well. I'd like the show to get up there in rankings, and so it gives us the opportunity to reach more people and share this with more individuals. So I think that's pretty cool to be at the top 10. I don't know. I gotta say it's pretty good. I told you I'm competitive. I'm trying to get to number one. But we downloads really help, reviews help, sharing the show with your friends, all that makes a difference. It really does. Every single individual that makes an effort to comment on a show when it goes up, we can put it on social media or share it with your friends and family, that all makes a difference. So thank you so much for helping us be on this platform and reach more people and put together these interviews week after week. We're pretty active on social media. We'd love to connect with you if that's of interest to you. We put up new updates about shows. We put up snippets. We have pictures of transformations through running and a number of other things like fitness stuff and nutrition stuff. So if you're interested in following, we'd love to connect. We're on Facebook a couple times a day posting. That's where we run our monthly membership group. And you can find us at facebook.com/trueformlife. We're also pretty active on Instagram as well. We post on stories regularly, and we put up 1 to 2 posts a day as well. And hopefully that offers some inspiration or some knowledge around what we do and how you can live a healthy lifestyle. That's instagram.com/drewtadia. TikTok is a new platform that we've jumped on as well. So I don't know if too many people are there yet, but you will be in the future. Trust me. Entrepreneurship is something that I am very passionate about. I actually do some one-on-one entrepreneur small business coaching. So if you're interested in hooking up and talking business, I would love to. I really enjoy talking marketing. I could talk marketing all day, every day. So, but definitely TikTok is a platform of the future. So you can find us on there if you're on that platform as well. But we'd love to connect. Shoot us a message. Let us know if you've been enjoying the show. Let us know how we can improve the show. You can also send over any requests of interviews that you have, because we're always looking for new and interesting guests as well. So once again, thank you so much for being here. Couldn't be more grateful for this season one to be wrapping up here on episode 10. And to be starting a brand new season 2 coming up soon. This is Drew, and you've been listening to the Transformations Through Running Podcast.